我想开始之前呢，来测验一下我们弟兄姊妹对圣经的知识一下。
Before we begin, I'd like to test your biblical knowledge.
All right. 在圣经里面讲到信心最多的是哪一卷书、哪一章、哪一节？
Which chapter and verse talked about faith the most? Hebrews? Chapter 11?
All right. 希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
All right. 再来一个问题。
Next question.
应该大家都知道。
You should know this.
谁被称为信心之父？
Who is the father of faith?
All right. 再来一个问题。
Next question.
谁曾经被耶稣说你是小信的人？
Jesus said, you are all ye little faith. Who did he say that?
Thomas. 在哪里？
Where is it?
你们答案都对了，但是不只是彼得，他是对门徒说。
Not only Peter, he mentioned this to all his disciples.
再来一个问题。
Next question.
耶稣夸奖一个人，这个信心呢，在以色列人中是找不到的。
Jesus praised him, said his faith cannot be found in Israel. Nathaniel? No. 百夫长it's a centurion.
都有不同的答案，但是是百夫长。
Centurion.
All right. 所以你们的圣经知识还是不错 ,OK?
Your knowledge on Bible is very good.
All right. 所以今天呢我要跟你来讨论分享这个信心这个问题。
I'd like to discuss and share with you the topic of faith.
有时候这个信心，我们常常都讲啊，信心，我知道什么是信心，我信心。
We all say yes, I know faith. Faith is good.
你真的知道信心是什么？
Do you really know faith?
你能够对信心下个定义吗？
Can you define faith?
你自己你可以说，这个就是我的定义，信心这个是我的定义。
You can say yes, this is my definition of faith.
有没有人说？有没有人可以下定义
？Would like to define faith for us?
Okay.
Believe in something that's is not yet seen.
Very good. 下定义这个东西不是一件容易的事情。
Definition is very difficult to do.
现在我听了录音带，那个谁在那个人牧师讲过，他说下定义是很难一件事情。
It was a speaker from an audio tape saying that they're difficult to define. Sometimes you would be able to define one area and not the other.
So, we're going to look at these scientists or these ministers, their definition.
And let's look at other people have defined faith.
我们来看这个奥古斯丁。奥古斯丁说，信心是相信我们所不见的，信心报酬就是得见我们所相信的。
St. Augustine defined is that faith is what we believe in, is what we not seeing. The reward of faith is to see what we believe.
All right. 那这个摩根呢？Decamper Morgan 是说，信心在神所应许尚未得着时，行走的能力。
Morgan has said that the faith is before God's unseen, before God's promise being fulfilled, and the ability, the motivation for us to march forward.
好，我们再看那个穆安德烈说啊，信心是什么？信心就是肯定神所讲的都是真的。
穆安德烈，
Murray Andrew， and the lady, yeah.
Andrew married.
Married,
okay. What is faith?
信心就是肯定神所讲都是真的。
Is to affirm what God has said is true.
好了，我们看我们中国人的尼托生怎么说。
And Watchman Lee, Watchman Nee said,
他说信心不是看他自己的感觉如何。
Faith is not to see how we feel,
乃是看他所相信的神如何。
But to believe in what God is like.
我们再看那个英国 George Mueller 啊，我们信神的话有多少？ 就是我们的信心有多少。
To believe in God's word, how much we believe in God's word is how much faith we have.
我们最后来看另外一个牧师讲的说，信心最高的表现在于将自己的生命奉献，因爱他，以认识他而遵行神的旨意。
The ultimate demonstration of our faith is to dedicate our lives because
we love him and know him and to obey his will.
So these are the definitions from theologians, and so do you know meaning of faith?
那希腊文的信心呢？这个字呢？它是 pistis 啊。
Pistis is the Greek word for faith.
它是说在信念里面所用的意思，说相信神，相信基督有对象的。Is
it's the believer? It's an object of a belief.
所以呢？ 另外一个意思说，是 trust，就是信靠。Another
meaning means to entrust, to trust.
那信靠跟这个信是有不一样的。Trust
and believe, there's a little difference.
比如说我们有知识上的一些相信，有时候我们只是在知识上intellectual beliefs.
One is to have the intellectual belief in our head.
什么是这个知识上的相信呢？ 比如说 书本上已经有写出的一些，比如说国父孙中山先生，就是我们的国父，他在这个教师课室上面有写上他的一切，所以那我们就说，哦，他就是我们的国父这样。If
we read like textbook said Sun Yat-sen is our founding father.
你相信他，但是你并没有依靠他。
That is believe, but we would not put our lives in his hand. That's trust. So what the Bible tells us that the belief really is to trust. And he is trustworthy.
所以这个是在希腊文，pistos它的意思。So
the Greek word pistos has these two meanings.
所以现在我们来看圣经上给我们的这个定义，在希伯来书呢第十一章第一节，信是未见之所，是的，是的，是的，OK，是所望之事未的实底是。
The Bible defines it in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. It says, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
所以刚才这个艳丽她讲的是看不见的，那就是信心。So
Sister Yan Li said it's correct.
有人说，这个希伯来书11章第一节呢，是对信心的一个定义。
Some say that this is the definition of faith in the Bible.
但是呢，一些解经学家呢，他认为这是一种说明和解释。And
some believe that this is only a explanation or a description.
所以呢，信心是对于所盼望 对于没有见过的事有一种肯定和把握。
And this one says it's an affirmation of what we do not see.
刚才我提到有知识上的一种相信呢，这种信并不是信心。
And like I said, that this intellectual acknowledgement is really is not a not faith.
所以我刚才讲说，对过去的事迹，你从这个书本上去看去理解啊，然后知道有这么一个啊这件事情的存在过。那一种就是知识上的一种信心。
So we read about it in the textbook, we accept its existence. It's only at the intellectual level.
所以呢，在圣经告诉我们，就是说真正的信心，说你所啊没有看见的，难道你确实是有那个肯定，而且能够有把握
？But the scripture says that faith is what we sure of, what we hope for, and certain of what do not see.
有一个故事是这样说。
There was a story.
有一个人呢，有对夫妇曾经到非洲呢，去传道。
It was a couple went to Africa for missionary work.
然后呢，他们在非洲大概已经呢差不多十几年了。
They stayed there for over 10 years.
这样的传道，非常努力的传道，跟这的人打成一片，跟他们生活在一起。
They lived with the locals and worked with them.
但是呢，就没有看到人相信。
But they did not see any fruit.
所以呢，这个差会呢就写信告诉他们。
So the mission board wrote a letter to them.
告诉他们是不是你们应该回来，因为你们在那边已经这么久的时间也没有看到这个结果。
You should maybe you should come back because you have not seen any results from your labor.
所以这对夫妇非常的伤心
And the couple was very very sad.
他们就一直祷告神我们真的相信你会救在这里救一些人。
And they pray to God that we indeed believe that you will save some in this place.
所以他们在写信回去这个差会的时候说，再容许我们在这里再一年或者两年吧。
So they reply back to the mission board to allow them to stay for one or two more years.
所以呢，差会呢就再一次的同意他们在那里继续的来宣教。
And they allow them to stay one more year.
就在这一段时间当中就是他们这个就说这个差会的教会里面有一位信徒就写信来跟他们说。
And during this time, a member in the church wrote a letter to this couple.
他说，我对你们很有负担，我不知道你们笑什么。你告诉我我可以寄给你们。
He said, I want to support you, and you let me know what you need. I will definitely will send materials to you.
所以这对宣教士呢，他说，我们要的这是圣餐的。杯具圣餐杯圣餐盘。
And they said that what we need is all the equipments that all the the cups and cupbearers and the plates for the Holy Communion.
所以这个小女孩呢就这个教会的这个信徒呢就寄他们一副这样的一个餐具。
So they sent him a set of the Holy Communion kit.
那上次寄到他们那里的时候，第一年摆在那里。
So, first year they just put that there.
第二年就有六个人信主了。
And then second year, six people received the Lord.
然后再接下去又有人信主了。
And then subsequently more people came to the Lord.
他们就教会的开始。
And started church.
然后圣餐。祭呢就开始用了
，and then they were able to use Holy Communion kit.
这一对宣教的夫妇，他们有人愿意奉献给他们东西的时候，他们竟然要这样一副的圣餐祭，目的就是说他相信有人会相信耶稣，所以。请他寄这个餐具圣餐寄来。
The couple requested this Holy Communion kit is they believe that one day that there will be people believe in Jesus and use this kit to participate in the Lord's table.
感谢主，这个就是一种信心。
Praise the Lord, this is faith.
All right, 那我们来看信心怎么来。
How do we have faith? Where's faith come from?
您的信心怎么产生的？
How do you have faith?
当你要信耶稣的时候，你的信心怎么产生？
When do you believe in Jesus? How did you have that faith?
是因为我自己想一想，这样通了，所以我就相信嘛。
I thought about it. I understand now, so I believe. Is that how you do it?
你怎么信？
How did you believe?
圣经有告诉我们了。
The scripture tells us so.
信心从哪里来？
Where does the faith come from?
信道从听道而来。
Faith comes from hearing.
然后呢？信道从听道而来，听道是从神的话而来。
And hearing comes from the word of God.
那是为什么你今天要坐在这里？来敬拜神，来听神的话。
And that's why we are here, to listen to.
那就是为什么说基督徒要读圣经。
That's why Christians should read God's word.
你不读神的话，你不读圣经，你信心从哪里来
？If we don't read the Bible, then where is our faith come from?
我看过一个故事，非常有趣。
It was a very interesting story.
我想大家都知道尼加拉瓜瀑布啊。
You know the Niagara fall.
你看瀑布的四周常常有人在那表演那个特技，对不对
？And you see some people will put out a show for us.
有时候人在那走钢绳走过去，怎么大家都很精彩，很精彩，对不对
？There was a person that will walk on the a rope on the fall.
然后呢，有一个这个是真实的故事，有一个女人呢，她就想说，我不走钢索吗？我就可以也可以。这样过去呀。
There was a woman said, I don't have to walk on the rope, I can also get to the other side.
你知道她怎么做吗？
So do you know how she did?
她去弄了一个那个汽油桶，一个桶子，不是汽油，一个桶子，自己做了一个桶子。
She got herself a barrel.
然后里面呢装置了就是有好像用棉被什么，因为她怕撞击，怎么装的好好的。
And then put some like pillows and soft stuff inside.
然后呢，他从上面呢，那桶子就一下去，丢下去了。
And then she threw the barrel down.
你猜他游过去了吗
？So did she cross?
那个水多么的汹涌，你自己的方法、自己的做法，你怎么能够去预料的那种？
You know the water below is very very powerful, so she would not know how to deal with that.
所以那个女人呢是葬身在水中。
And then she died.
我说信，你不能说我自己，我可以发明什么信。
So we cannot just say let me invent some way to save myself.
信是有方法，你是相信神的话。
Faith must come from believing God's word.
你相信神的话吗
？Do you believe in God's word?
相信神的话也有两种情形。
And there are two situations from believing God's word.
有一些人是。知识上的相信。
Some only stays at the intellectual level.
什么是知识上的相信
？And what do we mean by that?
Well, 我相信有上帝啊。
I believe there exists God.
我相信有耶稣啊。
There is Jesus.
我因为圣经有说啊。
Because the Bible says so.
所以你的信仰就是这样。
And then this is how faith was staggered.
圣经所谈的信仰是超过于这个知识上的一种信仰。
The faith that the Bible tells us is beyond intellectual level.
圣经所谈的这个信仰就是说，你要把你自己完全的投靠，完全的摆上你自己。
The faith is the scripture says that we must entrust our lives to God.
所以。 这是信心的一个定义。
And this is the definition of faith.
所以信心是有人曾经把它当作是一种冒险。
Some say that faith really is a risk.
或是一种赌注。
Or it's a little gambling.
我觉得不太适合。
I don't think that's appropriate.
因为我们信是有目标的。
Because we have an object of faith.
并不是说盲从。
But it's not a blind faith.
你今天相信你是有目标，有那个目，就是说有一个目标让在那里给你相信，对不对
？We have an object. We have direction of faith.
我们看这个赛跑就好了。
赛
跑人为什么那么拼命啊？他因为他如果跑一百米的话，他有一个目标，他有一个那个时间，我就是要达到的目标，达到那个目啊那个时间。
You know, in the sprint competitions, those sprinters that has a goal, a finish line, they want to break their record, they have an object to reach.
所以呢，我们的信心是有目标的。
And so is our faith.
所以这个并不是只有这个知识上一种相信。
So it's not just to stay at the intellectual level.
另外一种信心就是说，不只是知识上你有相信，你把信心呢。放在你的生命当中。
But also this faith will integrate into our life.
用你的生命去相信你所信的。
And we believe what we believe with our life.
这种才是真正的一个信心。
And that is a genuine faith.
刚才我们讲希伯来斯说未见之事的实体。这个就是你没有看见，你就相信一定是会有。
The Hebrew says that this is certain of what we do not see, so what we believe in an unseen thing.
或许我可以把它说，这种信心是让我们一个挑战，你知道吗
？And I can also say this is a challenge for us.
我们来看这个马拉基书那里讲到一个很实际的，他说你就说当。把十分之一纳上送入国库，上帝就会从天上倾倒祝福，连装也装不满，装不下。
In the book of Malachi, God has a promise saying that if they tithe, then God would open up the heaven and then pour out the blessings to overflow them.
So, 你相信这些经节吗
？So, do you believe in that?
God will
outpour the blessings from above.
那今天问的问题，我们常常会在这个教会在这个经济上有一些说不足困难呢。
Then why do we have financial difficulties in the church?
问题就在我们对这些经节你怎么信
？It depends on how we believe in this scripture.
你真的相信你尽了你的责任，神会尽他的责任吗？
God will do His part if you only do yours.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹，这是一个信心啊。
So indeed, that is faith.
你相信你就能够得着。
You
不相信你就得不着。
You believe you will gain, otherwise you don't.
所以信心是给我们那个挑战。
So faith is a challenge for us.
你愿意吗
？So are you willing?
你愿意被挑战吗
？Are you willing to be challenged?
上帝是说话算话呀。
And what God says, His work you can count on.
上帝不是像我们人呐，说话就过了就算了。上帝是说就是说到就是做到。
God says yes and it will be done.
所以这个是一个信真正的一个信心。
So this is a genuine faith.
我觉得基督教的信仰除了信心之外第二件事情重要就是他的顺服
I believe that in Christianity one most important thing is faith the other one is to obey
所以有些诗歌就是信靠而信服对不对 trust and obey
there's a hymn that you may remember it says trust and obey
就信服信靠跟顺服呢是一起的呀，你不能把它分开啊！你不能说信是信啊，顺服是顺服。
Trust and obey is two sides of a coin。
我不管你 说你的信心多大。如果你对神的话不顺服的话，那种信心不是真正的信心。
I don't really care how much you say you believe, but if you do, if your action shows the disobedience, then really your faith is a very little.
所以顺服对基督徒来讲是相当也是相当重要的一种一个功课。
So obedience is a very important lesson for a Christian.
我们看到这个以色列整个民族。
You see the people of Israel.
为什么他们在整个那个开始从啊这个出埃及的时候受那么多的苦呢
？During the Exodus, they suffered greatly.
就是不听话。
Because out of their disobedience.
神就是你们要怎样，你们要怎样，他们就说哈、哦、不要，我们要这样，我们要自由。
God said one way, and then they went the other way.
不顺服带来了整个以色列民族的痛的痛苦。
So their disobedience brought sufferings among them.
今天我们也是一样。
So likewise, we are today.
如果在你的生命当中你不顺服神的时候，你所得来的还是啊劳苦愁烦。
And if we are disobedient from God, then what we our lives will be misery.
我想如何去衡量一个基督徒的那个属灵的生命呢？是看他对神对人有多少顺服。
If we measure a maturity of a Christian, then we will have to see how obedient to God's word.
我想你说有一些我听，有一些我不听。
Some we listen, and some we don't.
如果对我有好处的，我就听。
I will only listen those that will benefit me.
对有没有好处的，我就不要。
And if it seems not beneficial, then I will not listen.
神没有这样说啊。
God did not say so.
神就说听我的话。
God said to obey me.
圣经有讲得很清楚，听了我话而去行的，就好比一个人建造房子在磐石上，风吹雨打都不会倒。
Jesus said that those who listen and obey is like a builder built his house on a solid rock.
今天为什么有这么多问题？
So why do we have problems?
这是不顺服啊。
It's because we are disobedient.
因为我觉得我比神聪明啊。
That we think that we're smarter than God.
或者是神你在天上，我在地上。
They say, God, you're above, I'm below.
我看着我做到了，你看不到我做到了。
I can see what I see, and you don't see what I see.
基督徒很重要的事情就是顺服。
So it's very important for Christians to obey.
你顺服在你的生命当中，神就赐福给你，神就给你丰盛的生命。
If we obey God, God will be mightily bless us.
我们常常会觉得，哎呀，圣经的规则太多了。
We may say that there are a lot of regulations in the Bible.
对一个真正爱神的来，神的这个规这个啊规则是不是难守的？圣经讲得很清楚。
The scripture said very clearly that it is not difficult to obey God if we truly love Him.
我们常常会讲说啊，太多规定了。
We say there are a lot of rules and regulations in the scripture.
为什么国家要有那么多规定？
Why does the country have laws?
为什么？为什么交通规则要那么多规则？
Why do we have a lot of these traffic rules that we have to obey?
那是对你不好吗？
Aren't they good for you?
你说太辛苦啊！不要不要，我不要，我就可以红灯我该开，我想开我就开嘛，红灯我闯嘛，你去闯看看嘛。
Or you can say, well, I like to just pass the red light.
对不对？你闯红灯看看嘛，对不对
？Have you done that before?
生命没有。
Then you can get into accident.
是圣经上的一些规则是为了保护我们的生命，为了是给我们一个引导。
The rules in the scripture is to protect us and to guide us.
但是我们人都常常说。不要了，不要麻烦了，不要这么规定了。
But we really do not like them.
所以信心呢，你是要去顺服的。
But our faith really shows it in our obedience.
我们来看这些圣经里面有一些，我们看那个叫那个亚伯拉罕。
We can just look at one example, Abraham.
亚伯拉罕为什么称为他是信心之父
？Why do we call him a father of faith?
我们从他的呼召开始好了，他从呼召从乌尔出门。
from his calling from Ur.
他也不知道他去哪里，也没有什么东西，对不对？
He did not know where he was going. Did not.
照理我们今天讲，如果神说啊，你去非洲，有的人可能想说，第一个考虑，我对那里生不熟，也不熟，人生不熟啊，我怎么去呀？
If God calls us to go to Africa, then our first response is that I don't know the place. And we analyze it, see if we can go. But when God calls Abraham, he went. He obeyed. He went to the place that God had indicated.
第二件事情,
and the second point about Abraham's obedience.
我们都知道亚伯拉罕就是说因信心神给他一个儿子, 对不对?
God gave him a son through his faith.
然后呢,神又要给他这个宝贝儿子, 叫他把这个宝贝儿子献上去。
And then God later asked him to offer Isaac to him.
如果你要不要,
would you do that?
你会不会这样想?
Would you think about it? Would you bargain with God?
我这么辛苦等了这么久你才给我, 你现在要把我拿去,
I've waited so long for the son, now you are going to take him away. But Abraham did not say other words. God demanded and he did. But did God shortchange him? But God loved him. And God prepared a substitute lamb.
你看到这样的信心没有? 看到这样的信心而顺服神就预备。
So when Abraham obeyed, God prepared a substitute.
多少时候我们对信心这个事情是在我们没有完全的顺服。
Indeed, the lesson of faith is very difficult to obey.
我们在那里理性的去分析，去检讨怎么样，要怎么做。
We rationalize it, we analyze it, and see which way is the right way. We're building church, building now. Do we all have faith to build this building?
还是有人在想说, 钱在哪里?
Some say, where's the money?
还是有人说，我们想想看，怎么做比较省钱，怎么样才能够盖好。
And then we may also think about how do we build to save some money.
这个没有错，你虽然是没有买，怎么去省钱，这个没错。但是重要，你是不是有信心？虽然我没有看到这个钱已经满额在这里等着我们去干，我也相信神。
Nothing wrong with to save money, but do we have the faith to say, although the money is not there, but God will prepare? Do we all have faith?
还是要算算钱?
Or should we all pull out a calculator?
Oh, hallelujah!
Okay.
只要我们凭着信心,
and praise the Lord that when we have faith,
所以,
God will prepare.
所以这个钱的问题不在于钱的问题，是在我们信心的问题。The
money problem is not about money, but it's our faith.
亚伯拉罕相信神会为他预备，所以他就把儿子按照神的吩咐。
Abraham knew God, had faith that he will prepare, so he offered Isaac to God. Faith plus obedience is the genuine faith. Or Noah. You know about the story of Noah? What kind of person is he? A righteous man. And the one and only. At that time. And they couldn't find another one like him at that time.
And 要有洪水，那是不啊想也想不到也不可能的事情。
At that time, people would not understand that they would have flood. They did not have that concept.
神叫他去造一只方舟。
And God commanded him to build a ark.
Noah 没有理论说神啊，你是不是看错了？是啊，这种地方，你叫我去造方舟？
Noah didn't say to God, are you kidding? You want me to build an ark in this place?
Noah 没有第一说，神叫他去造，他就去造。
But the scripture says, when God commanded, he followed.
当他听神的话去造的时候，结果怎么样？
And then what happened when he followed?
他全家得救。
His whole family was saved.
Oh, hallelujah, 感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
当我们信主，我们要顺服神的时候，神就在我们身上来做工。
When we believe and obey, God will work in our lives.
我们今天教会也是一样。
Likewise in our church.
我们都相信神。
We believe in God.
你真的是相信神的应许，他所赐给我们所有一切吗？
Do you really believe in what God's promised us?
你顺服他的话吗？
Do you obey His word?
如果我们顺服，
If we obey,
神就成就。
Then God will accomplish it.
信心是带有能力的。
Faith is powerful.
信心不只是说在纸上谈兵。
It's not just talk about it on paper.
有人的错误观念，我们信就好了，就等吧。
Some say that let's, you know, believe in good enough, let's just wait.
那是一种轻浮的一种态度。啊，信心呢是对神蛮有信心，而且呢摆上自己。
And when we have faith, then we should be put ourselves on the line.
所以圣经里面讲说，你们若有信心，就像芥菜一粒的芥菜种一样。
Jesus said that our faith is like a small mustard seed.
你有信心叫芥菜种移到海里去呢，它就移到海里去。
And faith can move mountains.
或许你会觉得说，怎么有可能？
You may say that, is that possible?
那就是信心。
That is faith.
好像我讲过这个故事。
I told you this story before.
好像这个是发生在国内的事情。
I think it happened in China a long time ago.
就在一个山区里面啊，有一个啊一个儿童啊这个啊啊这个啊一个中心啊，都是里面都是儿童啊在那里啊读书啊。
There was a in mountain area. There is a children's center. A lot of children study there.
而且呢，在那里就是啊，就是基督教啊的一个半成的一个幼小学好了。
It was a Christian center.
然后呢，他们越来看的这个啊，越人越多了，所以就不过了。而且是在山谷里面又没有办法，要如果要扩大那座山，整个山可能都要移掉。
As more people, more children coming in, they did not have room, and they were at the valley, so did not have a room to expand.
所以他们就说祷告，前个啊，整个中心那里就祷告。
So they prayed.
祷告呢，说神啊啊，我们需要地方啊，能帮我们这座把山移开吗？
And then they pray that they need room and ask God to move mountain.
你说那个不是那不是顶天难吗？山怎么移啊？
You may say that's impossible. How do you move mountains?
但是神就是奇妙的神。
But God is a wonderful God.
所以当时有一个不是是要盖一条路从那边啊那个啊一个海岸过去，需要填土。所以呢，他们就找到这个地方。
So at that time, there was a road construction, so they needed dirt to fill their project.
所以呢，就免费的把它那个山挖走了。
So trucks came and then just moved those mountains.
所以我觉得说，神说你有信心可以移山呢、啊。
So we say that do you have faith to move mountain?
就是真容易山了嘛
？Indeed，
你相信吗
？Do you believe in？
你相信神就成就
？If we believe, God will make it happen。
哦，弟兄姊妹们，今天我们在这里再重新来思考，到底我的信心是怎样的一个信心
？So let's examine our heart. What kind of faith we have？
你真的是这样投靠吗
？Do we trust God？
还是半信半疑在那里相信神
or halfway
哦、oh, 弟兄姊妹们圣经里面讲的信心是要人全心全力整个的投入在主耶稣基督的怀抱当中
The scripture tells us that a genuine faith is to entrust all our being to God, to Jesus
你了解了信心吗
So now you understand faith?
你顺服了吗
Are you, and do you obey?
你实践了吗
And do you follow?
特别我们现在盖堂的时候
Especially when we're building a church building
弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
相信神
Believe in God
他为我们预备
And he will prepare
如果我们尽我们的责任他就会尽他的责任
We do our part, he will do his
不要因环境啊，或者什么让你的信心动摇
And do not let environment shake your faith
不要像彼得
Not like Peter
走在水面就好好的走要向前走看着耶稣走
As he walked on water and focusing on Jesus let him continue walk
他为什么沉下去
Why did he sink?
因为风浪太大
Because he saw the wind was strong
开始下了
And he was afraid
当你开始害怕的时候
when you are afraid
你的信心就这样
our faith will shake
包括对我们弟兄姊妹们
indeed my prayer is that brothers and sisters
相信神
that believe in God
抓住他的应许
hold on to his promise
顺服
and obey
然后实践
and then make it happen
然后神就祝福
and God will bless
我们低头祷告
let us pray
慈悲父神，我们感谢赞美你的恩典。主啊，我们谢谢你今天早上再一次借着你自己的话语来激励我们，来帮助我们。哦，主啊，再一次的来帮助我们，真的是清楚的知道什么是信心，让我们真是了解什么真正信心的时候，也愿意来顺服主您的旨意。哦，主啊，帮助我们，帮助我们，帮助我们，真是要靠着主您的信心来。做成主你要我们去做的事工主啊我们感谢你为我们教会预备这样建造一个教堂主你已经应许给我们了主啊我们看到你在我们开始建的时候你就为我们预备地方哦主啊困难的时候你就帮我们解决哦主啊在经济方面你也赐福给我们哇主啊我们还有什么难处呢我们还是要一心相信到底主你会继续的来帮助我们一直到我们这个堂盖好主啊你加添我们每一个人的信心主啊不要让我们有怀疑不要让我们不信让我们完全的相信主你是帮助我们的神我们感谢你我们赞美你祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名阿们Alright, 时间的关系我们就起立唱三一颂。